there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Anytime Fitness is for real people with real fitness goals. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us aren't training for marathons or half marathons or even half marathons. Only time most of us are running at all is if we're trying to make a connecting flight. Wouldn't have been late if we didn't stop to buy a headphone dongle. Point is, you gotta be ready. You do not want to deal with rebooking. Anytime Fitness, where real people help you make real progress. Join today and get a plan for training, nutrition, and recovery.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. Depths of Ocotillo Mine contains generational trauma, loss of loved ones, and death in an elevator.
Okay. I think it's breaking now.
You aren't seriously recording it's breaking into...
Oh! Are you scared?
No, it's just... It's like incriminating, right?
No one's going to see this. Just me.
I like the sound of that.
Don't get ahead of yourself, lover boy. I'm taking a film course at Loma Verde. This is just practice.
Loma Verde.
Don't judge. You wouldn't last a day in community college. Say cheese.
Cheese?
It's me, Rosa. And I'm with... Psst. Say your name.
Oh, Mike.
Mike. And we just broke into Ocotillo Mine.
You sure no one else is gonna see this?
I promise. Not a soul.
Okay. So, have you, been here before?
To the mines? A couple of times. Kids used to sneak out here to smoke pot and make out in their cars.
Used to.
Discarded roaches and natural gas leaks don't go well together. Especially when you're high out of your mind.
Holy shit. Anyone get hurt?
It was a very small explosion.
Explosion?
My eyebrows never fully grew back.
Fuck! Ow! What did I...
Hold on. Let me get this light on.
Oh, is that a skull?
Whoa there, relax. It's just a helmet. See?
Oh. Yeah, of course.
Ay, Dios. Look at you. Your weight is a sheet.
Sorry, I guess I'm a little...
Scared?
Nervous. This is my, first date. I mean, not like ever, just in this town.
Aww.
Sorry.
Stop apologizing. Here. Take this camera. Come on. Just like this. There you go. And hold it tight. You drop that and you owe me a new one. And not a cheap one like this piece of junk. Got it?
Yeah. Okay. Sure thing. That good?
Perfect. How do I look?
Gorgeous.
Good. Now come on. We're almost there.
Almost where?
The cage!
The... what?
Relax, it's just an elevator. Ah, here it is. This is how we get down to one of the slump shacks.
Are we really gonna trust this old elevator?
Do you want to actually get into the mine?
This isn't...
Ocotillo Mine stretches for miles. You haven't seen anything yet. Now get in! Boy, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Good. Now, where's that switch? Oh, by the way, you're kind of cute when you're scared.
I'm not. Oh! Jesus. Give me a heads up next time.
Newsflash, Mikey. Elevators go down. Do you know the stories behind why Ocotillo Mine was closed?
Accidents, right? People kept getting hurt?
Something like that. My grandpa used to work these mines, actually.
Seriously?
Yeah, when he was just a kid. Some oil baron from West Texas bought up a bunch of land, including my family's farm. There wasn't much oil, but there was gold. To appease the farmers, the baron offered them jobs in the mines. Even promised the kids in the area half pay. Easy money. Besides, kids make great canaries. Smaller lungs.
Jesus. Is this safe?
One day, a young boy, a friend of my grandpa's, fell through a crack in the floor. The mine had broken into a cave system. Most of the workers wanted to abandon that branch of the mine, scared it might collapse. But the Baron? He wanted to see if any of the gold veins stretched into the caves. So he sent the children in.
That's messed up.
Yep. And my grandpa was one of the first. They gave him a flashlight and the only pick small enough to fit through the crack with him. The cave system was extensive, going on even farther than the mine above. And they wanted him to explore every inch.
Oh.
And guess what?
How far down are we going?
He found gold. Thick veins that seemed to ooze from the walls. A fortune every stalactite. Once he brought proof to the Baron, he started sending down more kids. At any given point, there'd be 10 or 15 kids, all chipping away at the cave walls, ropes tied around their waists so they wouldn't get lost.
Did you hear?
The children started hearing something. A scratching that seemed to come from the other side of the cave walls. Then, they started seeing something. A shadow that seemed to stretch at the corner of their eyes. The Baron ignored them, assuming they were making it up, not wanting to work in the caves. But then, the collapse.
Hey, can we stop for a second?
Only my grandpa made it out, and the mine was closed the next day. Finally deemed unsafe. But somewhere down here are 14 strands of rope that disappear into the earth.
What the fuck?
Sometimes, people even try to look for them. Those ropes. But not for the kids. For the gold. But you know, sometimes these elevators aren't as reliable as they seem.
In fact, they could fall at any time. Last thing you'd want to do is make any sudden movements or do something crazy like, I don't know, jump.
Hey, you lost your mind?
Relax, we're here.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? You should have seen your face.
I think I want to leave.
But we just got here.
I'm not feeling too well.
Air's different down here. Heavier. You just need to adjust.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Ay, pobrecito. Okay, tell you what. The elevator back up is just a little that ways.
Well, why can't we just use this one?
It's a counterbalance thing.
It doesn't matter.
If you're really not feeling well, we can take the other lift back to the top. How's that sound?
I'd like that.
Okay. How about you hand that camera back? Don't need you throwing up all over it.
Yeah, sure. So, what did they grow on the farm? Your family's farm, I mean.
Huh. You're the first person to ask me that. Corn. Corn and sunflowers.
Must have been beautiful.
Yep. Then it was taken.
Oh, where was it?
Just east of here. And a bit north of the valley.
Oh. Oh, wait, is that around?
Sunridge Estates. A sprawling neighborhood of overpriced, white picket fences.
My family just moved there.
Huh. You don't say. Here we are. Let me get that open for you.
Thanks. Your grandpa, is he still... Hey! What are you doing?
Sorry, Mikey. This cage is just for you, buddy.
Quit this shit, Rosa. I'm tired
hey,
of it.
Hey! Look at me. Look at me. That's better. Take a deep breath. Right now. You're trying to figure out how to get out. You're also trying to remember how we met. And whose idea it was to come to a mine for a first date. But none of that matters.
Rosa, please.
You're also probably thinking, why me? Spoiler alert, you're not special. Blonde hair, blue eyes, one cute dimple, the new kid. And there are so many more like you. Moving here from the West, from the Golden State, buying up more land like all those that came before you.
Rosa, what are you talking about?
My great-grandfather lost the farm to an oil baron. My dad lost her house to the bank. And me? I can't even afford to live in the neighborhood I grew up in.
That's not me. I'm not...
Not what? Not rich? Not white? Not all the systems of oppression that uplift you while I'm stuck begging for scraps?
Rosa...
There's nothing you can say. Because this isn't about you. This cage only goes down.
What?
Down to the lower shafts. Closest to the collapse. Nasty gas problem, though. Really hard to breathe, but don't worry. Most people go unconscious before they suffocate.
Rosa!
One last thing. When we were kids, we used to come out here and listen to the wind flow through the shafts. We'd close our eyes and see if we could hear their voices.
Whose voices?
Those kids. We remember all their names. Because they were our family. And people like you nearly stole the lives of a whole generation. Nearly erased me. I like to think I'm doing my part. Karmic justice. That's why I like sending the kids down first. Remind them of what we lost.
Fuck you!
Oh, Mikey, finally some fire!
This is sick, you know that? None of this is gonna bring them back.
I know. But we all have our methods of coping. My friend Tony, he likes to shoot a few blanks into the air once a month. Keep the property value low, you know? But that feels so... impersonal. Me? I like watching the parents move out.
The parents?
Finally. Think about your mom and pop.
Rosa.
They're never going to know. To them, you'll just have disappeared. And they'll spend years waiting for you to call home. To walk in through that door. To hug them again. But you never will.
Rosa!
Like I said, this isn't about you. It's about making people like them feel like the way my family felt when the greed swallowed those kids whole. It's been fun.
Rosa! Rosa, please, I didn't know. We'll leave. I promise, we'll... Rosa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the farm. I'm sorry about the sunflowers and the kids in your home.
Buenas noches, Mikey.
It's me, Rosa, and I'm with...
Psst, say your name.
Oh, Mike.
It's me, Rosa, and I'm with...
Jenna.
I'm with...
Austin.
Travis.
Megan.
Jake.
Eric. Chris.
Elizabeth.
Chelsea.
Depths of Ocotillo Mine was written by Andrew Cianez de la O and directed by Newton Shuttlecotty. Dialogue editing by Nico Goldstein and sound design and scoring by Tal Minear. Starring Jupiter Espiro as Rosa and Chris Magilton as Mike. Also featuring Brad Colebrook, Trevor Van Winkle, Virginia Spots, and Tal Minear as unsuspecting victims.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Yeah, you know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is a Ninth World Journal. A careless experiment with a teleportation device has left me stranded in random places throughout the Ninth World. While trying to survive in these strange lands, I must find a way to reverse my condition.
A Ninth World Journal is a science fantasy audio drama podcast. Subscribe to listen or visit ninthworldjournal.com.